Senior Republican Mike Ellis says his proposal will be largely the same as the one killed by Assembly GOP leadership. It would still merge the Ethics and Elections Boards and create a new panel and a special prosecutor. He thinks the measure will fare better next time around because those who locked it up this past session will have heard from voters on the campaign trail.
They've been out at corn roasts. They've been at picnics. People are walking up to them and saying, "Hey, why didn't you support Mike Ellis' Senate bill?"
Ellis' latest plan would give the state's attorney general a seat on the board that chooses the new state investigator. Before they bring criminal charges, they'd also have to run it past the Department of Justice. Those changes were suggested by GOP attorney general candidate Paul Bucher. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says he's not concerned that would make the new investigator or board subject to political influence. He thinks it's good to get the attorney general more involved.
The way you're going to deter corruption and deter wrongdoing in state government is if there is fear that there will be consequences and fear that there'll be an investigation by not only the combined Ethics and Elections Board, but obviously by the Department of Justice.
Lawmakers won't debate Ellis's new plan for at least another 4 months. Republican Attorney General candidate J.B. Van Hollen and Democratic candidates Peg Lautenschlager and Kathleen Falk have all previously voiced support for the proposal that died in the legislature earlier this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.